across the shelves, clatter to the floor. Every cup and plate dashed against the door. So much silence in this house. Leave the broken glass to scrape the kitchen tiles. Let the speakers wail, rip off all the dials. So much silence in this house. The neighbors think I don't see them slipper behind curtains. Blocks of sunshine cast a shadow. Might as well be flashing lights. Well, let them look, let them look.
Tell me who I wear, our baby's name. That is the Nathans there from the title track to the Casserole EP, and we are joined by Carrie Nathan, Professor Nathan, and Baby Nathan. Hazel is here to is this her first radio interview? Would you say
it sure is?
She's the new band spokesperson. Grab the mic there.
She's looking to do some slobbering on the microphone. I can see it in her eyes.
Well, welcome back. It's been a while. It's good to see you again.
Thanks for having us.
That of course was from the Casserole EP. Now that didn't come out all that long ago. When did that come out? Just late fall?
October.
I think it was, or September. Yeah. So what was the deal with throwing this out there so recently? I mean, the new album is it's sitting right here. So,
well, it's like just like the name Casserole. It's sort of a mishmash of stuff we had laying around and a couple snippets from the new album and we didn't know when our next album was going to be coming out.
Right.
It's actually not till June is the official store date release, so we just wanted to have something, a little something.
This is just to let people know you're still alive and still out there, I guess, then?
I think that's basically what it was.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The label put it out as to promo the new record with, and it's something for them to send to people. They're not actually putting it in stocking in stores, but they're sending it because it has the video on it.
Right.
Yeah.
The... how much control does the label have over your life these days? I mean, obviously it's good that you have a record label putting out your records now and helping you out, but it seems like also that, you know, they make a lot of decisions and I'm guessing, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but sometimes, they probably wouldn't be the same decisions that you would make. So is it a bit of a trade-off in that way?
Well, we wouldn't have had a baby if they hadn't told us to have
one. Oh, really?
So, yeah.
They scheduled that in for
Shelly
you.
Shelly has one, so we had to have one too, so to keep the equilibrium.
Well, of course.
So we did that, you know. I guess they have a lot of power with the business part, but the thing that I love about Network is that they never seem to interfere with the artistic part of it.
Okay.
So I'm grateful for that, very grateful, because I think it would just kill the mm-hmm. music in a person if that was happening. So maybe it's a big help, but, it's like another entity to the marriage of the band kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
it's
they're very, they're great because they give you money to record.
And mm-hmm.
writing. Who doesn't want money to record?
Yeah, and they give writing money to the band to, to survive for a winter while you're making the record.
Yeah.
But then, like you said, it is a little tougher. It's harder to plan because their release schedule may not necessarily mesh with yours
perfectly.
Like, we probably would have released the record this fall if it was ourselves.
Right.
Because we were all off work. And
yeah.
It would have been perfect. But they have they won't release a band like us in the fourth quarter. They'd prefer to release us after Christmas because they have less going on themselves.
Okay.
So there's things like that. But, it's all – they take care of all mm-hmm. the other stuff, like, press and all that. Allegedly, they'll take care of all that and help us get into things.
That's that's got to be great. That's got to take a load off your mind as far as, not having to – do all that business stuff as well as the music
for
stuff
sure.
at the same time.
Yeah, although it seems like we spend our whole days doing business stuff. It doesn't really take that huge of a load. But I feel kind of bad for the label, too, because they're really going... I think all labels right now are just kind of going through a really rough time, so we pick up on some of that stress, too.
Yeah.
It's
been some discussions about that. They said if our album does better than the last one, that means it will sell 60% of the last one. That's how much they expect sales to go down.
Really?
Like, sales are tanking by more than that right now. All record sales across the board. So they actually expect us to sell less than our last one, and that'll be more successful.
Really?
Yeah. In some weird kind of way.
Yikes.
But online sales are up. So that's, that's hard units.
Why do you think it is that that sales are down that much since, the old record's not that old?
It has to be online. It has to be, internet sales.
Or I just meant in terms of like all genres, all music is down by that much. So they, so why are record sales as a whole down?
It's hard to say. Does that make it harder then to be a musician? Like, how much does the album sale contribute to your livelihood? Like, is that a huge part? I mean, if you lose, 40% of your sales or whatever, how much does that cut into
baby
money?
Nothing actually, because we don't see any of our store sales anyway.
Oh, okay.
And we have a deal with Network that we can sell from the stage and at festivals and stuff, and
right.
we keep all that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so they don't take any royalties off that. So we have a pretty good deal actually with them. So No complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to believe that you sell most of your stuff at festivals and stuff anyway.
I think so, for sure. Yeah, I don't think we're nearing our payoff from the royalties. But yeah, like you said, it doesn't affect us, so.
It is neat as well that people can go into a store in pretty much anywhere in Canada now and get your records, I guess, though.
I guess, or they could order it anyway. I don't even know. Yeah.
Oh, we've seen it. We went to New York. That's true. In New York a while ago, and it was actually in a listening post, Jimson Weed.
Really?
Yeah, so that was, you know, pretty exciting. We had to take a picture of that, of course.
We're huge in New York.
I noticed that the album is coming out first in the States. Like, it comes out when, in March or, I think it was March?
Early April.
In the States?
Mm-hmm.
Again, why is it coming out in the States first, do you think?
Because we're touring there first.
Oh, okay.
So we're touring down to South by Southwest and back. And then we have a tour in April for the west coast of the U.S., so California and Oregon. And that, so it's just because that's when our activity is.
Right.
So they decided to hold off on Canadian release to be just before festivals.
Right.
So just before the festival season, because that's probably when we'll be playing the most.
And touring, yeah.
Yeah.
Always hard for a Canadian band to get noticed in the big pond down there that is the States. How has the reaction been, and has it been a sort of a struggle to get people out to shows and to know who you are?
I guess different areas respond differently. We seem to do really well on the West Coast.
Okay.
Those crazy San Francisco hippies seem to dig our dig our vibe, man.
Yeah, it's they said we actually sold more CDs in the U.S. than Canada last time.
Really?
Jimson Weed, yeah, just barely. Like, it should have, you know, with the bigger population, but they were almost all centered on the West Coast, which is why they want to try to release it there first when we're touring.
Right.
There. We played one festival near there, the Strawberry Music Festival, and that seemed to spur a little bit. And Carrie and Shelley did a little promo tour down there as well, down the West Coast, which I think helped. So.
Just a radio thing.
Yeah.
Does the does it get released in other parts of the world as well, like the UK or anything like that?
I think the UK and also Australia this time.
New Zealand, Shock Records is going to put it out as Network's partner there.
Oh.
And that's, you know, they've already produced the CDs. There's no plan for releasing it just yet, but they actually have made the CDs. And talking to Catherine at Network, the US or the international gal, she said something about Scandinavia as well.
Oh.
Scandinavian label. But,
You guys haven't made it over there yet, though. Have you, as the Nathans?
No,
we almost did last time, but I think Shelley was pregnant, and so...
She went and screwed it up for you.
Yeah, she
I never liked her.
We could have done it. It worked in our schedule still, but the booking agents there were hesitant to book a band that had a pregnant person. just in case. You never know.
Yeah,
they probably dealt with enough pregnant women.
Yeah. Has having the family and stuff, does that sort of change your game plan for this record, or do you have to tour differently this time?
It's definitely different.
Yeah.
Poor Damon, our drummer. I can't believe he stays with us.
He loves it. He loves the kids.
You love your Uncle Damon, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little bit more complicated. We need a bigger vehicle. Yeah. We have, you know, two kids and a babysitter, so we're a 4-piece band, but a 7-piece unit.
Entourage.
Airports are ridiculous.
So it's, you know, you need a bigger vehicle and a trailer and all that. It's a little more complicated. The kids travel great, though. We end up way crankier than the kids do. So
we ran into Kurt Dahl in L.A. at the airport. Kurt Dahl from the New Pornographers, who played on our record, actually, but... he just happened to be standing behind me as I was, like, just about having a nervous breakdown because the stupid stroller wasn't folding up properly to get through security, and everybody was scowling at me, and I was sweating, and Hazel was crying, and there's Kurt Dahl right behind us, like, hey, how's it going? Kind of embarrassing.
When did you guys record this record?
About a year ago.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Started about a year ago. I think we finished it in June of last year. So I think it maybe started in March. I think the first studio sessions.
Okay.
We finished tracking just like a few days before Hazel was born, actually.
Yeah, right. Because she came early. Yeah, right. So it was, that's right. Actually, we finished tracking it in May, I guess. And then it actually, by the time it was mixed and everything, it was June.
Yeah.
Right.
June, June or something like that. So it is. Yeah.
Were you trying to do something different on this record, or did it just sort of turn out that way?
I don't think we ever consciously try to do something different. We just, I guess think we had more time to add stuff this period through. Like, we had part of our studio set up in our house, so we had a little bit more freedom than maybe last time. We were constricted by time, so I know even on Jimson, we probably left to our own devices would have added some spooky atmosphere and stuff, but
yeah.
But now that I think back on it, it's a good. I like it how it is, but maybe we had more freedom this one.
Yeah, it's great to hear how some of these songs have come along. I mean, you started doing some of the, I remember seeing you do solo shows like a couple of years ago, and playing a few of these songs.
Right.
That far back, how, where did the songs come from? Are they all sort of older, or did some of them come along late in the process of putting the album together? Or?
There was probably a few of them that I had to, like, get done, put some pressure on myself to finish, which is hard. But I don't know. I'm a person who continually writes snippets, and then once the album starts coming, some of the snippets get done, and I'm lucky enough to, I think, just keep writing, which is
yeah.
But I think probably every songwriter is writing the same song over and over again, and it's just the environment and the way you view the world that might change, and you just try and capture how you're fitting into that moment in space.
Right. You being the primary songwriter, I guess, for the record or for the band, do you feel extra pressure in that sense? In that, the other people are somewhat depending on you to write good songs.
I guess I would if I wasn't if I didn't have enough songs ready or something, I might feel pressure. But I don't know if I could write very well under pressure like that. It's hard to say. I don't know.
She wouldn't have it any other way.
I like that's the pressure of Shelley's songs being better than mine is a tough one. Her songs are always so awesome.
well, they're all good in my opinion. Anyway.
Oh, thank you.
We haven't mentioned yet the CD release party is coming up on the 23rd at the West End, right?
Yes, it is.
And can people still get tickets for that?
I'm sure they can.
Not very many, though.
I don't know. I think it was selling out, but it's by any means.
It was at like 200 out of the 300 last time.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So I guess that means it's well on its way. It was before posters went up and stuff, so.
Yeah.
I was looking.
Well, it's
be nice to have a full show, though.
I'm going to go out on the line and guess that it's going to be a full show. I mean, it's just, I don't like to make huge predictions, but I'm thinking people will come out. Festivals, do you have any lined up yet?
Stan Rogers Festival.
Oh, I hear that's a good one. Have you been there before?
No, and in fact, I haven't even been east of Montreal, so
really?
That'll be super exciting.
I've heard so many good things about that Stan Rogers one. I always want to go out there.
You have been there?
No, I've heard about it. I've always wanted to.
Oh, now's your chance.
Are you inviting me?
Yeah, want to be a babysitter?
Yeah, I do, actually. I got my whole summer off now. I'm in.
That's true, you do. You could go to festivals all summer.
You don't work in the summer?
No, I'm a teacher.
Oh,
so nice. It's perfect. I'm perfect for the job now.
Teachers never work.
No, exactly.
They never do anything. At Winnipeg? We're in Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Winnipeg.
That's exciting.
And that's also far, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Trout Forest.
Calgary and Canmore are both hopefuls. They're talking, as in they're very optimistic about hiring us, but that,
That'd be good.
That's not a contract.
I think your folks would be excited about that, right?
Yeah, I think so. your tent would do better business.
I remember the last time you you played the Calgary Folk Fest and your folks were kind of camped out there and screaming at you after every song to play Grassy Lake.
Yeah, well, for sure. My dad wrote that song, so for listeners who aren't aware.
Always fun, though. Anyways, let's play something off this here record. Do you have any requests?
Anything that stuck out to you? Because I played that last time.
Which one?
Did they?
Yeah.
I was going to say Secrets, but maybe they did, yeah.
I don't think
that's
I've played
a good one,
yet.
Though.
No, let's play that
Yeah,
one.
Play it again, even.
I don't think I've played that one yet.
One of Shelley's songs, got a bit of French horn on it.
All right, here it is, Secrets. This is from Key Principles, brand new from Nathan. Tell the band to go. Oh, that's the wrong one. I hit the wrong button. No, I don't remember where it is. I hope this is it.
Thank you. Sometimes artists miss. I won't let it fall. So heavy hearted, you've been combing the carpets, turning over the couches, hearing glass to the wall. So go on swinging your hammers and rattling logs. You may never find what you hope to unwind, but you're likely to lose what you've got. If you'd like to pry the facts loose, I'll come swinging with tails and who's to keep you apart.
That is Secrets, brand new from Nathan. Now, I don't think we made this clear, but you said the album doesn't come out till June, but people can buy it at your show, right? Like,
they
it's not a CD release
show.
Party without CDs.
No, exactly. That'll be probably the only time they could buy it. So,
and that's the only place to get it.
That's pretty neat. Like, that's a long time between February and June to wait. So you don't want to miss out on that for sure.
I wouldn't think so. In fact, people should buy two or three when they're there just to, you know, kind of like scalping tickets.
And then we can sell them on eBay and,
yeah,
and make extra money. I mean, what do you do between February and June? Just kind of sit back and wait for the album to come out?
We're actually going to the States to do a couple tours there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, because in South by Southwest and... we're doing this cool show in Sweetwater, Texas that this guy's been... it came because of the songwriting contest I entered last year or 2 years ago. And there's a song called The Wind that I entered.
Right.
And he really liked it, and it's really windy, I guess, in Sweetwater, Texas. So he booked us just based on that song and even came down to Winnipeg to see us one night.
Yeah, that was at the awards thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah,
we had to
that.
Sneak him in.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let him in. I came from Texas to see this band. But,
that's funny.
Yeah, so we won't be sitting on our haunches.
People are always asking me, you actually create these quilts for the album art, right? Like, you actually do this stuff. Like, this isn't some fancy drawing. This is an actual...
Yeah, that one's made out of felt and embroidery thread and some Elmer's glue.
That's pretty neat. You come from a graphic design background as well, so putting this stuff together is obviously. What do you do with these quilts? Like, are they all hanging up in your house now, or?
Well, that one's only about a foot by a foot across, so it's
oh, really?
Pretty little. Yeah, and Shelley and I made the ones for our last one, and
yeah.
I think she sold hers. I still have mine. They're folded up in the closet, collecting dust somewhere.
You can't. That's got to be. It should be in a gallery somewhere. Or some.
Maybe someday we can throw it on eBay, or maybe I'll give it to Hazel when she starts
neat.
Resenting me as a teenager.
Anyways, I think we'll play another song. If that's right by you.
Yeah.
And
you get to pick this one.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
I did. I've listened to it a couple of times.
What did you think overall?
I enjoyed it. I like it. I was telling Shelley the other day, I think it's a great, it's got a great mix of kind of Stranger, which is kind of that, you know, indie pop sort of feel, right. And the more country roots one that was Jimson Weed. I think it's kind of, it kind of walks a great line between those things where you have both those elements in there. I like how there's some more of the, you know, kind of poppy choruses and stuff in this one. And so I don't know. I think it's great. Hopefully it'll appeal to lots of different people. You know, the folkies and the hipsters as well.
Right. It'll totally turn them off.
Yeah. One or the other.
Do you find that you have a target audience or certain kinds of people that dig what you do besides hippies in San Francisco?
I think that network decides if we have a target audience. But we try. I think if you start writing for target audiences, it's kind of ruins the,
of course, yeah,
immediacy and the genuineness of it. So
I know you you shot a video though for this recently
for Trans Am.
Yeah. Tell me about that, about your rock video.
Well, you didn't have Trans Am.
You never got one.
We ended up with some other muscle car.
Well, I mean, you put out the email like a day before you were shooting the video.
Well, because the producer was supposed to get one, and he sort of didn't find one in time. And
we had a couple of them offered to us, but he had one for us, so we canceled the other ones.
And
then,
and
then it turned out that morning that he didn't have one.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
But for artistic reasons, we thought not having one would be better because... I don't know. But I don't know. We just saw the video, actually, the first cut of it, and it looks really cool. It's all in black and white, and there's some good shots of Winnipeg and of Beausejour, and it's sort of a film noir-looking kind of thing.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So what does a band like you do with a video anyway? I mean, does CMT play it, or is it...
They played our last one. This one's a bit more pop-sounding, so I don't know if they'll... I don't know. You tell me.
I know. Obviously, it's a great promotional thing.
Put it on MySpace.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be on YouTube.
Maybe
I'm
Bravo
sure.
will play it or something.
And maybe The Wedge. You know, there's sure. very limited other places to put it though.
But I mean, you put the last one on the Casserole EP, which was really nice. So folks can actually, if they hadn't seen it, see mm-hmm. it. And I haven't watched the one on here. Can you hear Shelley in this one? Because I remember when we first saw the video, we were commenting that
the banjo and yeah. the voices were gone. Yeah, because it was a botched one. Yes, you can hear it.
Okay, well that's good. Anyway, so if anybody doesn't have the Casserole EP, it is available widely, right?
Yep.
Like folks can
pick it up at Music Trader has it and Into the Music and
places like that. But the new one, of course, the only place to get it for the time being, will be at the CD release party on the 23rd at the West End. Do you remember how much tickets are?
I think they're $15.
$15.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope you guys come.
Oh well, it's a given that I'm already there, but hopefully lots of people will be there. It should be a good show. Anyways, we'll play Trans Am. Why not? We like that one. Thanks for being here, Nathans.
Thank you.
Always Jeff. A pleasure.
Just come. won't be here when you call me. You might go crazy thinking I have gone. You might smash open something symbolizing just what you don't want to think about.
Nathan there from Stranger. That's Glorious Exhaust. Before that, we heard Sunset Chaser and Trans Am. And that's all leading us up to February 23rd, the CD release party for the new one, Key Principles. And it is a fine one. And the Nathans have given us a prize to give away. And we'll give that away in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. And we'll be right back with some more new music. Tell the band to go home.